This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 5th. Well, these cattle markets have been impressive to say the least. On Thursday, we just exploded higher in the live cattle futures. Feeders followed along a little bit reluctantly at first. They had actually opened lower, and they ended up following live cattle higher with an outside day higher. And then on Friday, we got some pretty decent follow-through, not quite the excitement that we saw on Thursday, but still, the market's continuing to push upward. It's just been relentless to the upside. After a long, long, drawn-out, uptrending market, now we get this explosion to the upside. Usually, those are signs of the market capitulating. You see the blow-off tops. It sure looks like a market that is doing that. We don't have any collapse yet. We don't have any sell signals. The market's, like I said, extended higher again on Friday and closed pretty strong on the front month, June, up another buck and a half. The back months basically just closed unchanged, so really reluctant to follow that lead higher. For the week, front month live cattle were up 907, and most of that was on Thursday. Feeder cattle up 797 on the front month. So it's just an explosive week. And that, of course, is led by the cash market, which got started basically on Thursday, sharply higher, which is what propelled the futures higher. Just the perception that this market's not going to give up. And the futures are actually running behind where the cash is, and they need to do some catch up. But individual states or regions were the driver. Kansas trading at 180, Iowa, Minnesota at 189, Nebraska at 187. So we saw those more northern regions really pushing the cash market higher. But for the average on Friday, we are about 181 nationwide, and that was up 3 over the previous week after starting out a little bit lower in the cash trade earlier in the week. Dress trade at 290 was up 6 on the week. Box beef value surging higher, choice up 349 at 310, select up 461 at 291. So the spread actually lost $1.12. We're sitting at 19 even, but it was still up about $4 on the week. So the box beef values have, choice was up every day last week. We've gone from, 298 the week prior to 310, so it's a $12 bump in about 6 trading sessions. In the choice, the select, not quite as robust as the choice. And again, that's why the spread gained the way it did. But still on Friday, it was a very strong day. So obviously retailers needing to restock some shelves. Otherwise, you wouldn't see the box beef demand be so strong and coming on pretty decent volume, 110 loads for Friday, which put us at 519 for the week. And that was missing a day. So it was a very strong box beef volume week as well, and on stronger prices. So clearly consumer demand is hanging right in there. And of course, you've got the jobs data. We continue to add jobs every month. We're adding a few hundred thousand jobs. That's obviously helpful for people going out, eating more fast food, whatever it is. If you're employing more people, they're spending more money. For the slaughter rate on Friday, we're 124,000 head. For the week, we're at 506, and that compares to about 6,000 less than the year prior. For the week, dressed weights averaged 817 pounds. That was equal to the week prior, and that's been where we've been for the last 4 weeks. So we should be carving out some lows, it would appear, on those dressed weights. And it is 4 pounds more than where we were a year ago. Total beef production last week, 467 million pounds. And of course, that takes into consideration a holiday day. Feeder cattle index was down 3 cents. We're sitting at 208.04. So it's been fairly flat, chopping around on the feeder cattle index. I think, people are looking at the cost of calves, the potential for the corn market to come into a weather market. All of that's going to, be pretty spooky to the feeder cattle market. These are just getting into some nosebleed levels, unbelievable. And, we're we're really not even officially into the herd expansion phase yet, and we're already at those prices, the all-time high prices set in 2014 when we were about a year into the herd expansion process. So what does that tell us about the next 12 months or so? I don't know, but I think as long as corn stays cheap, feeder cattle will remain pretty well supported. You get corn in a weather market, and I think you pull the rug out from under the feeder cattle market. And it sure appears that the Midwest is on the precipice of a weather market. They're calling for very dry conditions over the next 10 days. Some of the weather models pull that through the rest of the month of June, which would be a disaster for corn production. And it's heating up. It's not intensely hot, but it's above normal temperatures. Most of that heat is centered over the northern plains, which is another red flag we're looking at. Northern plains have had good moisture over the spring, but you start throwing in some 90s and 100s there, that's going to dry that up pretty fast. So you'll probably get a decent first cutting of hay, and then it just depends on what the weather does after that. So we'll see what happens here. You know, it's a very impressive situation in the cattle market, but I got to think that we're going to be running out of gas here fairly soon. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.